Roe v. Wade managed to find its way into the New Zealand political landscape after a couple of things happened. One, National released a statement that didn't react to the ruling. They later said they empathise with women in the US. And two, MP Simon O'Connor posted that it was a good day before being asked to take that post down. The National Party leader, Christopher Luxon, is with us. Good morning.
Morning, Mike. How are you today?
I'm well indeed. Thank you. Now, we're not changing our laws. We aren't answerable to the Supreme Court. Are we trying to tie too many dots here to you and the National Party and what may or may not happen?
Well, look, I think what I've got to be really clear about is that New Zealand is very different from what we're seeing happening in the US. As you know, we went through a very detailed and very deep debate in 2019-2020. We ultimately voted on a set of laws and we ultimately settled them. And what you're hearing from, I think, both parties over the weekend is that there's no relitigation or revisiting of those laws in future governments. And so that's my position on it. It's very simple. I've been on that position for some time, is that we're not revisiting, we're not relitigating, we're not changing any funding for services. Those laws are going to remain because they've been settled. We've had the opportunity for the debate. The debate's been done, and the law is now need to be upheld and respected.
And it is the law, and it's not an interpretation of a court, so we're completely different in that sense as well.
Correct. Correct.
Right. So your personal view has been brought back. Do you fear now, given you have stated your personal view and it is what it is, that every time something like this happens, let's ring Chris Luxon and see if he's changed his mind or if this is going to be a political problem?
Yeah, look, I mean, I've got to be really straight about it. Look, I've got a personal pro-life stance on this issue, right? The same on euthanasia, same on the death penalty. Others have very different views, and I'm not going to take away that choice for them to have what is often, in this case, is an incredibly difficult and agonising decision. And all I'd say to you is, look, I've got a personal view that's personal to me, but I just don't believe, and I've said it right from the beginning, even in my maiden speech, no politician's role is to force their beliefs on others, because we actually serve the common cause of all New Zealanders. And that just means you don't get captured by one group or you don't get captured by one interest. That's our job, right, to represent everybody.
Having said that, why does Simon O'Connor not get to have a view and speak his mind?
Well, in Simon's case, you know, he is entitled to his view. And in our caucus, as you know, we have a range of views on a range of topics. On this one, we have a range of people who are on pro-life or pro-choice sides of this conversation. The challenge that we had was actually his view was out there, and his personal view was being interpreted as the National Party view, and it actually wasn't. And so, he and I both had a chat and both felt that that was not what we wanted to be represented. And what I'd say to you is, whether you're pro-life or pro-choice in the National Caucus, everybody's very united on the fact that we're not revisiting or relitigating those abortion laws in a future government.
If he had said, this is my personal view, it's a good day, could he have kept that post up?
Well, look, I just think it's also tonally, do you know what I mean? You've got to understand, pretty sensitive issue. People feeling pretty bruised and distressed, understandably, on the other side of that conversation. And I just don't think, there's a bit of sensitivity needed as well. And I just don't think there's any value in actually being triumphalist about it, if that's his position. So from my point of view, it was, look, his view was ending up being interpreted as the National Party view. It's definitely not the National Party view. It's a bit broader than, as I've just said about that. And equally, I just didn't want it causing any offence to people.
Okay. While I've got you, Peter Goodfellow, the president of the National Party, soon to leave and still want to be on the board. Maurice Williamson's back laying in. This is the old boys' network. Have you got trouble here?
No, look, I think Peter's been president of the party for 13 years. I think it's good that, he's made a choice to step down. That's entirely appropriate, completely understandable. We've gone through a massive reset of leadership politically in the parliament with myself and Nicola and the new team. We've gone through, a huge amount of new staff coming on board with different expertise, and we've also gone through a massive board refreshment. So, I think some of that institutional knowledge and transition is actually kind of important. So, it's his decision ultimately. But I respect his decision, and I respect the fact that he's done some great service over 13 years. I mean, the Key English era was fantastic. He stuck with us through our dysfunction and our turmoil, and he's actually been instrumental in resetting and making sure we get on a different and a much better path, which I hope we've been demonstrating over the last 6 months.
The Williamson argument is, because of the timing of the announcement, nobody put their name forward. And because nobody put their name forward, you can't have refreshing. And there's three spaces up for grabs. All three of the people are already on the board and putting themselves up for re-election. So, in other words, nothing changes.
Yeah, some of those people that are putting themselves up for re-election, like Sir Graham Harrison, has only just come on the board at the end of last year. So, some of them are actually new directors. I get the point with respect to Peter, but what I'd say is there's If people wanted to be on the board, we'd have nominations in as well, because we're a party that believes in competition and we would like that, and we like having lots of competition as well. So there was nothing to preclude people from wanting to nominate to either come on the board. That's their individual choices as it's been. But the bottom line is, look, Peter Goodfellow's had good service to the party over a number of years. He's stepping back he'll provide some continuity for a period of transition.
All right, appreciate your time. Christopher Luxon, National Party leader this morning.